Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Leah Looper, a watercolor artist from Cookeville. Leah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How did you get started in art and watercolor?
So growing up, both my parents were music majors, so it was always in the home, music, art. My mom was like a reading teacher at an elementary school, so she always had me reading children's books. We would do that together, and she really loved the illustrations in the children's books. So she would always like pick certain books by certain artists, children books, and we would look at those together. So she kind of really instilled in me this love of children art, illustrations, and then she'd always have me doing crafts, that kind of thing. And then when I got to high school, I had an art teacher, Miss Pitts, who really had me get into watercolor. She gave me like this huge palette that she didn't give to everybody or anything. Like, it was really special that she gave it to me. And I just have always kept that palette. And she really just had me get really interested in it. And I just really enjoyed it.
So you learned a lot from school as well. But I know some of what you've done has been self-taught.
Yes. So I guess in college at Tennessee Tech, my major was a Bachelor of Fine Arts concentrating in ceramics and painting.
Okay.
And Pat Coleman, Pat Thompson, I guess now, but she kind of gave me watercolor lessons on the side. I kind of did like a, I don't know what they would call that, but it was basically like a class, but it was just one-on-one with the teacher.
Okay.
And so she kind of taught me a lot of techniques and things that I didn't know. But yeah, most of it's just been through practice for sure.
I think that's always the best way to learn because you have to do so much of it to become good at anything.
Absolutely.
So what are you working on currently?
Currently, I'm baking a child, my third baby. So I'm actually about to start a big canvas for his little crib area. I want to do kind of like a reproduction of a Georgia O'Keeffe landscape. She's like one of my favorite artists. So I have this idea in my head. I haven't started it yet, but that's what I'm about to do. I just finished up some original watercolor works that are on my Etsy shop for sale, actually. So those have been my most recent things, but they've all been like animals or floral nature kind of things.
Ooh, I like those because I know a lot of what I've seen from you is you do the house watercolors.
Yes, lots of house portraits or family portraits or pet portraits are mainly what I get asked to do from people. So I do those a lot. So I really have enjoyed just choosing animals that I love or have been inspired to paint because I see them on the mountain that we live. So that's been really interesting for me to get into.
So you said you've been doing a lot, like the new things on your Etsy have been more like floral and nature-y. Is that where you get a lot of inspiration from?
Yes. Nature has always kind of been just like my sanctuary. So
I feel that
I'm very like OCD and anxious a lot. So finding space to just go outside and be in the quiet, that's really where I feel very at ease and comforted. And so that's definitely where I find inspiration.
As you get started with this, like when you're out in nature, are you sketching first? Are you like, what's your process? Because I can't imagine it would be easy to just like go out for a little hike and like take your watercolors and then obviously water and palette and something to paint on and like all that. So
right. That like overwhelms me. There's actually a painting technique called in plein air.
Mm-hmm.
Painting technique. And so like you go out and you have your palette and you have all the things, and I just, it's not my thing. So typically I do photographs.
Oh, okay.
So I like taking photographs first for my reference photos, and then I'll use those later because I probably could enjoy painting outside, but finding the time to do that with my kids and things would take a lot of organizing.
Absolutely. And then you have like bugs flying.
Yeah.
And stuff, and that just like, that doesn't seem relaxing to me. Like, I mean, I'm going out, like, because obviously, like, I do the nature photography thing.
Right.
So I'm out in the woods and on sides of cliffs and scaring the crap out of my mother when I, like, poke my head over the side of a waterfall. And so, yeah, I'm getting dirty and getting bugs, but, like, I'm expecting it. And I'm also not trying to keep them out of wet paint.
Right.
So
right.
I can imagine, like, if you're a little bit OCD, that would probably be an issue.
Yeah, it's not a good thing for me to try. But my high school art teacher, Miss Pitts, after she retired, she does that now full time. She like, that's actually what she goes and does. And so I think that's really cool and beautiful. It's just not for me.
For sure. We'll be right back on The Scene with more with Leah Looper.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, sit a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Cookeville watercolor artist Leah Looper. Leah, one of the things that I first got to know you doing was the house portraits and then also people portraits, pet portraits. How did you get started with that? Because that, I think, is something that's a little bit different.
So I actually started my Etsy shop in 2015 when my daughter was born. And I actually started out selling things that I sewed or things that I made. Like I made little headbands for babies and things like that. So really the original Etsy shop was not watercolor at all.
Oh.
I was just trying to find something to do while I was at home with my baby. And she really inspired me to make cute little girl things, you know, and I taught myself how to sew. So that was like something, I just liked crafty things. And I actually started selling the headbands at, I think it's Washington Avenue that does like a thing called Mom Talk every year. And so I started doing that. And then I just kind of got burnt out on it. And then all of a sudden, my husband's cousin was getting married, and so I decided I was going to paint her and her groom, her husband, for a wedding gift idea.
How precious. Like,
yeah.
Such a good
gift. Like a homemade, yeah.
At
like
least if you're handmade. Talented at it. If not, then it's one of those things that,
well,
like,
I look at it now, and I'm like, oh, gosh, this is so bad.
Technique has improved over the years, but yeah. it's the thought.
Yeah, it is the thought. I really enjoy handmade gifts, and so it really started out just as me giving people gifts, especially it was a lot of wedding portraits at the time. So that's really what I started doing. I didn't feel comfortable posting it yet on Etsy because I just hadn't done enough of them. But I eventually painted my brother and his wife for their wedding gift. And then I actually, the first home portrait I did was of their first home together. So that's kind of how that started. And then I got confident enough with it that I was like, okay, I could sell these. Like, I could ask people for photographs of their places or their families, and I could do that. And then slowly that turned into me offering the pet portraits too. It's been pretty successful. I think I switched over to the illustration work probably in 2019, maybe 2018, 2019. So I was doing it for a couple of years before I really dove into it. But
okay. In 2018, 2019 is really when we met. And
yeah.
So I guess you hadn't really been actively doing it that long. So that's funny because you seemed like such a seasoned pro.
Oh, that's so sweet.
But I love it because I think like those gifts are so unique. And I think so many people love to go that handmade route or the Etsy route because not everyone can paint a portrait of a house or take a picture that someone wants on their wall. So like having Etsy and things like that has been very nice for those of us who, while creative and talented in some ways, I would not be able to paint a picture to save my life. So when people are finding you, are they mostly finding you through Etsy, or do you just have people who see your work somewhere else and say, ooh, can you do that for me? Like, how's that work out for you?
So I did have a Facebook, but I think I deleted it maybe a year or two ago just because of all the Facebook drama, politics, religion, all this stuff going on.
Yeah.
Me and my husband were like, okay, we're done with this. But ever since deleting Facebook, I've just been focused on Instagram. So Instagram, I do have an Instagram. It's @LeahLooperIllustration. And I'm sometimes really active on it and sometimes I'm not, but a lot of times I'll post videos of my process or time-lapse videos of me painting and creating something. So on there, I am pretty active and people can DM me on there and I'll send them a link to my Etsy shop or a listing if they have a question about something. But most of the time, it just gets fed through Google searches or Etsy searches to my shop.
And I'm assuming there's some word of mouth involved, too.
Yeah, I'd say now, since I teach at a local high school, Cookeville High School, I'm an art teacher over there. I feel like more and more kids are knowing that I'm doing this and parents figure it out, or just past connections from churches or events that I've done as a vendor. I think more and more people kind of know where to find me.
Absolutely. Especially like you do the same shows over and over and over again. And yeah. People like learn that you'll be at this one. So that's always nice to have those repeat customers.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on the scene with more with Leah Looper. You're back on the scene and I'm here today talking to Cookeville watercolor artist Leah Looper. Leah, you have talked a lot about what you do. And you mentioned Georgia O'Keeffe landscape and doing like that recreation of it. Who are some of your other favorite artists, local or not local?
So Georgia O'Keeffe is definitely like my art idol, I guess. And then I just have a lot of random influences from growing up. For instance, my high school art teacher, I mean, I do really admire her, Renee Pitts, and she's still an artist today, which I think is so cool after retiring from being a teacher for so long. There's also Alma Thomas, who was very influential African-American woman artist who was a teacher before she became a painter. And then she started painting and she was actually the first black female artist ever in the White House.
Wow.
Yeah. So her work very was cool. During the Obama administration on display in the White House. Admire her work so much. I actually got to see it at the Frist in Nashville over the past year. So that was really cool. I do too.
Such a treat we have in Nashville.
Oh gosh, it is. Like they bring in the greats. Like I've seen so much there. So it's really, really awesome.
Yeah, I was very spoiled growing up in Detroit because we had the Detroit Institute of the Arts and
oh my gosh.
They have a Van Gogh exhibit coming that's like Starry Night will be there. Which I don't know the last time that went anywhere. But
yeah.
Having the Frist here, like once I discovered that, it was like, oh, thank goodness. Like
yes.
Amazing work that you can see just down the road.
And students get in for free. I mean, there's so many awesome, awesome things about that place. So,
and a little bit closer to home. So the Upper Cumberland,
yes.
I think, does a great job of embracing artists and makers. How has doing your work in this area, like what's kind of helped you or influenced you just thinking specifically of the Upper Cumberland?
There have been so many opportunities that have just kind of come to me. So like I said, I started at the Mom Talk event. I think it was Washington Avenue that started that Mom Talk thing. And so I was a vendor there. And then also the Biz Foundry downtown, Cedar Avenue, like they would host the Made Here Market. They actually reached out to me during Christmas time. I think it was 2 years ago, saying that they wanted to have me in their little booklet of just like local artisans selling handmade goods for Christmas time, and that gave
that
me
was our
so
COVID
much
Christmas.
Yeah, that was just, it was such an honor to be included in that because I don't feel like I'm like super popular or anything like that, but it was just an honor to be asked to be in that. And so from there, I got involved with their Made Here Market. So I've done that twice now. And there's just been so many different vendor opportunities that come to me. And sometimes I have to say no, but it's just nice to feel like there's a spot for me. And everything's very inclusive here. I've never been, I've never felt uncomfortable at any of the vendor things that I've done. And it just doesn't feel competitive. It doesn't feel snarky or anything like that in any type of way. Everyone's just supportive of one another.
I feel the exact same way. And I know a couple other watercolor artists and everyone's just cheering each other on.
Yeah.
Like for me with photography, like I don't do people pictures. So I'm always like, oh no, you want this done? Go talk to one of these 17 people who I'm happy to recommend.
People really do give you their recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Even local artists will recommend a different artist if they can't do it at the time or if it's not their thing that they do.
It's like a little outside their wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And I think that's really special. And I don't know that we really have that other places. And I think just this community is so amazing in how it embraces all the local artists and makers and how the artist community supports each other.
Absolutely. Like, I am the sponsor of the Emerging Artist Club at Cookeville High School.
Oh, wonderful.
So I try my best to be as best of a person for them, to support them. And we get involved with the Art Prowl every year.
That's always one of my favorite exhibits. But now that I'm in Art Prowl, I never get to go anymore.
Oh, man. Yeah. So like Synergy Yoga Studio, like, they always pay for our spot and they host us, and they're just really, really supportive of the arts at the school. And I'm just really thankful for the people in the community that just support and help out any way that they can for all of the local artists. It's really sweet.
And just to wrap it up, one more time, how can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Leah Looper Illustration. That's my tag on there. Or you can just search Leah Looper or Leah Looper Illustration on Etsy.
Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.